Hello, this is producer Ben, and if you enjoy listening to great Catholic content like this, then please consider supporting The Quest Atlanta, where we do our very best to make Catholic content that's engaging, thought-provoking, and spiritually fruitful. So if that sounds like the kind of content you want to listen to, then please consider going over to thequestatlanta.com and dropping a dollar or two in the old tip jar. Thanks so much, and keep on listening.
AM 1160 The Quest presents Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults.
Hello, this is Hannah, and on this episode of Honest to God, we talk about the scary world of dating apps. Good, bad, we'll go over all of it today, and how you can succeed in the world of dating apps as a Catholic young adult. It might be hard, but in today's world, it is a vital tool if you used right. You might just get a date. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Super pumped to be here today. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. This is Honest to God, episode 1000, live from Pyongyang. That's right. A little something special today. We are from the autocratic dictatorship of North Korea for a very timely episode, and that is dating apps. So we are going to talk about dating today, dating in the 21st century, with an emphasis, though. We've already done a Finding Mr. Right, Finding Mrs. Right, an emphasis on dating apps, do's and don'ts, and all the pitfalls and red flags and green flags and everything of trying to navigate the dating world in the 20th century. We have got all repeat offenders here today. So we have got Nini, we have got Casey, we have got Hannah Grace, and we've got Benedict. So super pumped to be here, super excited to have you guys here. You all just owe us one thing, I think. So one thing, and it has to be super interesting. And we're going to start with Casey. No, it's not fair when I jump around like that.
We're going to throw it to someone else because I don't know.
Casey passes to Hannah Grace.
Okay. People say that my celebrity lookalike is Vanellope Von Schweetz from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I can see
that's
it.
A compliment. That's okay.
I mean, she is a child, but I'll take it as a compliment.
I always get Woody Harrelson from like all the grisly looking Woody Harrelson movies. You know Woody Harrelson? Mm-hmm. You don't see anybody know Woody? You know Woody Harrelson? Help me out.
Yeah, he played Woody on Cheers.
He played Woody on Cheers. Nini. Woody Harrelson, you know who that is?
No.
He was Haymitch in The Hunger Games.
Yeah, did you ever?
Okay.
Did you ever see Zombieland?
Yes.
No. He's the dude from Zombieland.
All about the Twinkies.
One. What's that?
Can we get another one?
Another one from me?
No.
I've already done my time.
Who is the guy?
Oh, Woody Harrelson?
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson.
Zombieland, Hunger Games.
He was the... what's his name? He was in Now You See Me 2.
Wait, in the first one. Yeah, he was in both of them.
He was like the twins.
No Country for Old Men. He gets killed.
Okay, we'll just
missed all of those. All right, that's fair. That's fair. And we're back to Casey.
Okay.
Your celebrity look like is also
she
Woody
does
Harrelson.
Not know who Woody Harrelson is.
I don't know who Woody Harrelson is.
That does not count. That does not count. We already knew that.
I watched Hocus Pocus for the first time this past
Heck
weekend.
Yeah. Okay, good choice.
And it caused an uprising at my work because they were all really mad at me. That was the first time I watched it.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Cool. I'll take it. Nini.
My go-to karaoke song is Bye 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 from NSYNC.
Obviously. I'd be disappointed if it was not.
That's fantastic. There you go.
Hey, Benedict, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Well, since I, referenced Cheers, which shows, that even though that show was mostly on before I was born, mm-hmm. I'm going to keep with the old part. I have the whole Beatles catalog on my phone.
Nice. Do you have the Golden Girls theme song on your phone?
I may or may not have that file as an MP3 on my phone.
Like, if we were to... like do a karaoke thing right now, would you be able to sing the Golden Girls theme song?
I could pull it up on my phone and yeah, I could do it.
Will you do that?
No, because okay. I believe I was told that I said that if we can get to 161 subscribers, right. Then I'll do it.
Right.
If
we 161.
If we get to 161 subscribers, Benedict will sing the Golden Girls theme song
100%.
While right behind him and slightly out of focus, Ben shaves his legs.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
With a sword.
With a sword.
With his Elvis
sword. Come on, you guys can do this, okay?
Yeah, you can do it. We believe in you, ladies and gentlemen, our listeners here at Honest to God. You have the power, you have the drive to make real change, like have Benny sing the Golden Girls theme song while Ben shaves his legs in the bathroom. Our background, not the bathroom. Live from the bathroom in Pyongyang, honest to God. All right, so today we are going to talk about dating a little bit. We're going to talk about dating apps. We've done dating shows before, but it's something that we get a lot of questions about. And so we want to dig into that a little bit more today with a dating app-specific episode. We're going to start there. We'll probably branch out. I have never had a dating app, but I did make a burner one time for a buddy of mine as a joke. That is the full... my full repertoire of dating, that was about 2006 when I did that. Mm-hmm. So it was a very different game back then. So as the oldest young adult, I don't know anything, and I'm super interested in your thoughts. Can we start with just dating apps, good or bad, or just need to know info from those of you who have had them? Because everybody here, with the exception of Hannah Grace, has had a profile on a dating app before, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So initial thoughts, let's just shoot from the hip.
So, you know, initially I was against them, but, you know, I'll be totally honest. That's how a lot of young adults meet nowadays.
Why were you against them initially?
Because it just seemed like not traditional.
Okay.
But, you know, once I saw, well, first off, I'll be honest, you know, once I was not getting much traction not being on them, I thought, okay, you know, I see it is very popular and I do know people that have met on there. So,
sure.
All right, I'll give it a shot. So July 1st, 2021 is when I officially got on the apps.
That's my birthday.
That's why you did it, Nene. Celebrate.
Celebrate.
Cool. Okay. Fantastic. And what's your experience been?
Well, I have gotten more dates since I was on the apps than not being on the apps. I've certainly learned a lot about what works and what doesn't, and just navigating the apps in general.
That's fantastic. And I want to get into some more of those details, especially app specific, here in a little bit. But first, Nene, can you give us just a overall, like, what has your experience been like?
I mean, I've had good experiences. Like, I think it's more of like a networking thing for dating apps too, because like, if it doesn't work out, fine. If it does work out, great. But I think it's good to like just meet other people and have that community as well. I've only had like maybe like two good dates after like going on a dating app. But I mean,
what defines a good date?
The date does not cry over pizza.
Of course, the standard. And is that an actual story from a dating app date?
I have a lot of like really bad dating stories from dating apps, but
in a little bit, I really want you to tell some.
I will ponder on the worst one just for you.
But
they're not bad,
awesome.
Though. I'm still on them now, and I think they're pretty fun. And it's just like a good way to like talk to other people and like go on dates, have that experience of like communicating stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't think they're bad.
All right. Awesome. Casey, what's your experience been?
I mean, people were on them all through college and you just kind of did it for fun. And it's a good way to meet people outside your friend group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you get out of it what you put into it. So if you're going in with like a toxic mindset,
right,
you're going to get that back. If you go in with like pure mind, like open intentions, you're going to get that back too. So it just really depends on how you use it.
All right. Killer. And we're going to bring producer Ben in a lot here, because producer Ben, who currently does not have any dating apps.
I do not, no.
Right, okay, good. Mm-hmm. Because he's
been a couple months
currently
now
in a relationship. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What was your experience like?
It was a mixed bag, I'll tell you. I never went on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Never scheduled a date or anything like that. I had a very dry experience with dating apps. And I went through phases of like, oh, this dating app's kind of cool, to, oh, this sucks, I'm going to delete the app, and oh, I'll re-download it.
At this point, while Ben's talking, we're going to edit in post-production just a reel of all of Ben's dating app profile pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm not in charge of any of that.
They are all me holding dogs.
Different dogs?
Yes.
And everyone?
That
uh-huh.
was a
and
tactic.
I didn't know any of the dogs.
Good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've used that tactic. I know what that's like.
I get way more attention in public from every human being alive when I have a puppy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
And I have pictures of lots of puppies because we used to breed golden doodles.
Oh yeah, you had. Oh, and they were puppies.
Adorable.
Too. That's like.
Oh my god.
That's playing on expert mode.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yep.
All right, killer. Hannah, why do you not have a dating app?
I mean, well, when I was in high school, and I like, there was times where I was like, I mean,
do people have them in high school?
No, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, well, I'm sure there are people that do, but
that's gross and weird.
Yeah, exactly. It was just, and I've been in college and I've just been so busy. I've never, relationships are not exactly what's on my mind right now. And then it's also like, I don't know, I just never really, most of the people I'm around, like, I've never really thought about a Catholic dating app before. So most of the things like the basics like Tinder and stuff, which are really just like, in my opinion, a lot of those are just like hookup apps at this point.
That's an awesome point.
So it wouldn't really make sense for me to get on that knowing that that's what the outcome for most people is on there.
Cool. All right. Yeah, totally. Is there a, those of you who currently have them or have used them in the past, is there like a hierarchy of apps? Like in terms of assuming everybody in this room is dating for the sake of finding the spouse, for the sake of getting married, right? Is there a hierarchy of apps? Because what you just said about Tinder is more of a hookup app than a dating app. I don't know. I've never had a Tinder. But that seems to be, like, that's totally the vibe I get from what I've heard and what I've seen.
When you say hierarchy, do you mean, like, most popular or,
no,
like...
good question.
Like, intentions of the app?
I mean, if I'm a Catholic and I'm trying to date for the sake of spouse shopping, right? I'm looking for someone to marry, to be sacramentally bound to until the day I die.
Right.
Is there a hierarchy of apps towards that purpose? And if so, what does that hierarchy look like?
Yes and no.
Good start. I like where this is going.
Okay, so like the ones I'm usually on, it's like it's Hinge and Bumble. But the good thing about like those two is like they actually let you put like if you want to, like what religion you are. So like a lot of the guys that I see on the profile, it says like Christian, Catholic, agnostic, atheist. So obviously if you're atheist, I'm like,
and you can filter out.
I was going to ask. Can you filter
him out too. So like one of the things that on mine, I filter out was like literally just mostly Catholic and Christian and everything. So I mean, like it's good to meet Catholics that way if you're not like out and about at like Catholic events and everything.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what did you say? You said Hinge and Bumble. Are those the only ones that allow you to?
No, those are the ones that I go on. So I don't know if there's any other apps that do that, but I know like Hinge and Bumble, they allow you to filter out like religion and stuff like that.
And I know there are like older style apps like Christian Mingle or Plenty of Fish.
Or Farmers Only.
Yeah, Farmers Only.
Which is the only app endorsed by I don't know anything about it. Don't take my word for this.
Yeah, but those kind of apps that like are like your classic, the first ones and are kind of still around, but are now just like ad farms at this point. Like they just kind of shove advertisements in your face. But those will let you like sort by religion. Like most of the ones that like have been a thing for a while, except for like Tinder, which is just straightforward, just doesn't really give you any more information than picture.
Oh, I see. All right. So and once again, I'm sorry for all my stupid questions. I know nothing and assume that any of our listeners know nothing, right? In terms of, once again, if we're looking to date for marriage, when I go on Bumble versus a Hinge versus a eHarmony, I remember those commercials.
That's one.
Yeah.
That's one.
Uh-huh. Nice. There's like different amounts of information about myself that I can put on each of those.
Yeah.
And correct. Then can I just like write a little biography? Can I like,
sure.
Can I write a dissertation, like a 10-page life story? Can so I post the Communist Manifesto on there?
Right. Yeah. Some of them will like give you exact questions that you can like answer and it'll like prompts and like, you know, what's your favorite pizza topping, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then others are like super description, like Catholic Match is like a 50 questionnaire that you have to fill out in order to be on the site. Like how many kids do you want to have?
Right.
Are you dating for marriage? Are you...
What's your favorite saint? I know is a question that Catholic Match has you answer.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a lot more like it's pointed towards Catholics, of course. Yeah.
So Hinge also has a bunch of questions you can answer and like different prompts where it's like what's your hottest take? And then like you can go on like say like how many kids
that
you want.
What does hottest take mean like definitionally on a Hinge profile? Like I think people who like pineapples on their pizza are going to hell. Like is that a hot take?
Yeah. Bingo.
And that's usually what they end up being. Yeah.
Or like people will put like my go-to is always like the earth is flat. And then people would try to convince me. I'd be like, I really don't think that, but okay. Like,
nice.
It's a good conversation starter.
Well, I might disagree with you. I stand by what I've said multiple times on this show and outside of it, that I really like people who take radical positions on things and just like stand by them. Pretty much whatever it is. Even if I think it's like morally atrocious or something.
Yeah.
Right. I can even, it's in this day and age when there's so much apathy, I think it really is interesting when somebody's taking a like radical stance that is unpopular. So I dig it. I dig your earth is flat. Yeah. And now it's out there for everybody. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Another one is gravity is just a theory. And that one gets a lot of people really heated.
We're running out of gravity.
Aren't all scientific theories just theories? Okay. All right. We are not weighing in on the gravity is real. The earth is the shape or whatever of the earth. We're not weighing in on that argument today on Honest to God. Y'all brought up Catholic Match a couple of times, and this is a Catholic show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any experience on Catholic Match? Because I'm sure yes. our listeners want to know.
Yes.
Okay, can you elaborate?
No.
I got you, John.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so initially I did not want to get on it, but I had to deal with one of my coworkers who said that, hey, you know, if they ask a girl that I really like what her thoughts on me, like I agreed I'll make a profile. Mm-hmm. And much to my surprise, they actually went through on it.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, deal's the deal. So I got the 6-month membership. And that right there is something I don't like, is on Catholic Match, in order to send a message to anybody, you have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
For every message?
Yep.
Even if you're already a member or whatever?
Well, no. Well, you pay to become a member and then you can send messages.
Oh, most of these are, a lot of them free?
Virtually all of them are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I thought that was very Judas of them to charge money to send a message. So yeah, so that was issue number one. And then issue number two is I sent about maybe 40 messages and I got maybe 2 replies.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I got maybe 1 date out of it and there was no second date.
Right. But I don't want to blame Catholic Match for you striking out. I'm interested in talking about, I'm not saying it was Catholic
Match's fault,
but I'm interested in, aside, so let's assume it was free. And I'm not on Team Catholic Match. I know nothing about Catholic Match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's all good.
Assuming it was free, pros, cons of Catholic Match in particular.
One of the biggest cons was, I think a big reason that a lot of girls didn't respond was, even if you stop paying, you're no longer a membership, your profile's still up there.
Okay.
And so like I have a friend who's on there and she stopped paying for it a long, long time ago, but profile's still there. So I could still send a message even though she's tried to delete it. Mm-hmm. So that thing is the biggest issue, is that a lot of people's profiles on there are just inactive.
Virtually okay. No one actually pays for it.
Right.
Right. Most gotcha. Of the time.
Okay. Can you still receive messages if you're not paying for it?
You can, but only after 10 days. Like, somebody will send you a message, 10 days later, you'll receive it.
Yeah.
And then it says, hey, you've received this message. Would you like to reply pay $30 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
$30 a month.
Yep.
A lot of money. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. And I hate to keep harping on a Catholic Match, but mm-hmm. this is one that I'm interested in, especially given the nature of the show. I've heard on Catholic Match that they go through, like, moral questions, like mm-hmm. what's your stance on the church's teaching on the true presence of the Eucharist?
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll give you like specific prompts, like, do you agree with this? Do you agree with the Nicene Creed? Do you agree with sex before marriage? Are you a fan of contraception? Are you pro-life or pro-choice? Like right. these very, like, they'll hit you with the hard questions immediately and display those publicly on your profile.
I kind of like that.
I
think that's an upside.
Really nice. Absolutely.
It lets you filter out the people that you didn't want to.
Right.
Right.
But you're saying are you saying it's virtually dead, or you're saying it's virtually like nobody's actually paying for it?
It's not that. It's that, at least in my experience, there was such a small amount of people, especially mm-hmm. in like my age, in my age range, right. like young
and
adults.
And in your area too.
Yeah. There's like, and I live in the greater Atlanta metro area.
Right.
Like I'm in this hugely populated space, but I could maybe find 10 people within a 20-mile radius.
Yep.
Okay.
Same.
And so, like, it's just a small amount of people in the area, and then an even smaller amount of people that I, like, would like to go on a date with, things right. like that.
Okay. So, and this is everybody just opened up. Mm-hmm. Let's pretend I'm 24 years old and I'm really interested in getting into, I'm really interested in some form of online dating, some kind of dating app, some kind of something. What advice would you give me right now that I should or should not do in regards to the whole online dating world?
Well, I'm going to have some fun with this one because I asked, you know, I got girls' opinions before I made the profile. I was like, hey, do you guys have any advice for what I should say and post? And there was there's two pieces of advice every single girl gave me, one of which did not surprise me, but the other one did. Number one, no gym selfies.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. But this one is the one that surprised me. No photos of you holding a fish.
Yep.
I could not believe that was it. Every girl said that. No photos of you holding a fish.
Is that some weird euphemism that I don't understand?
No, it's just like, you go fishing, you're holding fishing a fish. Though. Yeah.
Fishing. Yeah. I was picturing like a bowl with a fish in it.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe, can you guys explain to me like why? Now, I've only gone fishing once in my life, so that wasn't an issue. I just thought that was really funny that every single girl said, don't do that. Why is that?
That doesn't bother me, actually. I mean, the gym selfie bothers me because that just kind of shows that you're like douchey. Sorry.
If you like to fish, go search for Nene on
Hinge. Okay, for me, like, the fish shows that you're outdoorsy. So, and I like being outdoors. So that's just my personal take on that.
Yeah, I think it is personal preference because I don't like fishing. So if the guy I'm with likes fish, I'm probably have to go with him. And that doesn't sound like something I would enjoy. So, personally, I would avoid them.
What if I'm shirtless at the gym holding a fish?
Absolutely. Oh, no.
Do they cancel each other out?
That's a report profile.
I don't know. I feel like that's
that's funny. A double negative. No,
that's what I was thinking.
Like, if somebody, like, if I'd be intrigued. Why are you holding a fish at the gym? Like, I'd want to know.
Why are you shirtless at the gym? That's my question.
Well, the fish is there and his shirt got wet.
I want to know, like, what gym allows you to bring a fish in?
Yeah, why are you at the gym with a fish?
This isn't my profile. I'm just telling you.
It's like all you do is lift fish.
Yeah, you have to, like, do this a lot. I like that. All right. Yeah.
Arm day. It's arm day, apparently, I guess.
Always arm day at the fish gym.
I think we should copyright a new app specifically for Fish Gym.
Okay. This episode of Honest to God is brought to you by Fish Gym. Make sure you check out Fish Gym on...
That's G-Y-M.
Right, G-Y-M. Fish J-I-M was already taken. But make sure that you check us out wherever dating apps are downloaded. Or in the app store. Mm-hmm. Fish Gym. All right, cool. So don't take pictures of myself without a shirt on holding fish. Okay. What else? Do's and don'ts.
I think I don't know. I think it's just like showing who you are as a person on dating apps. So like,
how do I do that?
Okay, for example, if you're like a family person, like showing pictures with your family, or like,
what if I'm a mermaid and my family's all fish?
Well, you know what? Then you need to tell us an interesting story.
I don't think that's how mermaids work.
I don't want to offend any mermaids. But I think like one of the ones that stood out to me the most was like, I think it was a guy, and then he had like, oh, like, guess this song. And he was like playing the guitar. I'm like, bruh, like, what? This is a really good song, first of all. And that got me to like message him.
Does bro what is a good thing?
Like, okay. I think he's like showing your personality.
treat me like I'm 78 years old. I don't understand.
Basically, just showing who you are in your profile. Okay. So, like, just not pretending to be something you're not.
Okay. Hold a baby and a puppy. Is that good?
Mostly puppies.
Puppies are good.
Yes.
The amount of people I've like swiped or like messaged, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's such a cute dog. Like, what's the dog's name?
It's a good conversation starter.
It really is. Like, girls just love dogs. Mm-hmm. It's just us.
Dogs are great. Yeah, exactly. I love dogs.
Dogs and babies. There you go.
All right, good. We got some don'ts. We got some do's. But, and this is a point that I kind of want to make, and I'm not crapping on anybody here, but I feel like we've talked so much about, and maybe it's because the dating apps are disordered by design, right? We've talked so much about that initial image of here's who you are, right? Obviously, if you're interested in dating somebody, right? If I'm pretending I'm that 25-year-old or whatever, and I'm looking for somebody to marry, I care about my faith. I care about my vocation. How do I sort for and figure out and present myself to people as somebody who cares about these things that are real and important in this age where so much is just, there's a picture. Do I like the picture or not? Swipe, swipe, swipe.
Yeah, there is a problem. Like, a lot of dating apps that ask you, like, what are you looking for in a partner? Or like in that biography, whatever, it says like, looking for something casual, looking for like lifelong partner, stuff like that. I think that one of the key things, like, if you are looking for something casual, put that. But
looking for somebody casual, I mean, I'm looking for somebody just to have sex with.
Basically, like, yes. Okay. And so, like, a lot of, like, for me, I'm on those to like find my partner and everything. So I'm gonna look for someone that says looking for like lifelong partner, and then having a conversation with them, like, what are you looking for? Like, why are you on here?
Right.
And I usually have a conversation within like the first 24 hours, but okay, what are you looking for on here? And then there's like saying, oh, I'm looking for like someone to like date, or someone just to kind of see where things go. I'm just like, nope, unmatch.
Right.
Sorry about it. I think it's just having that conversation.
And why? Is that just a not wasting your time kind of thing?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't like wasting my time. I like being very honest and genuine with my intentions when I'm pursuing somebody. Mm-hmm. And so like, if someone straight up tells me, oh, I'm just looking for something casual, or hey, I'm just looking to see where things go, I'm just like,
sure.
Like, I think the only time I actually go on a date with somebody is if they say, hey, I'm looking for someone to like marry, like I'm dating for marriage.
Dating for marriage, right, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, although I've never been on one, like, I feel like the whole appealing part of dating apps is that you're going on there and, like, it's obvious what the intentions are. There's no, like, you know, you meet somebody in person, it's like you go through that, like, oh, when are they going to ask for your number? When are they going to ask for this? When are they going to, okay, are we going to go out on a date? And it's like a step-by-step process. But if you're going on a dating app, I feel like you go because you specifically know what you want and what you're there to do. So mm-hmm. if people are just like messing around and using it as a game, I'm like, that's just not fair to the people.
I mean, I guess my biggest concern when I think about a dating app is I think about how it's a service that seems to me to objectify human beings into scrolling pictures like I'm shopping on Amazon or something. That's the issue that I have with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's more to it than that, but I don't know if I believe that right now. So can somebody like speak to that a little bit?
So I definitely know which one you use, because Tinder, it's all pictures, and then you have to like actually physically look for the bio, and right. most people on there are just looking for hookups.
Yeah.
But Hinge, it like will break. If you only have pictures, it'll just be pictures. But if you answer questions and have like voice notes and everything in it, mm-hmm. it'll be like picture, question, question, and like kind of break right. it up more. So you have to really look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, and then it'll take you like to a little graph where it says like their age, if they smoke, if they drink, if they are religious,
cool.
if they are looking okay. for like relationships, and then kind of give you like where they are, everything.
And big shout out to Hinge.
There's yeah.
The app that's meant to be deleted.
Yes.
Yeah. Hinge is
Hinge came up the line when we really briefly talked about dating apps on a show a couple months ago or something, and Hinge came up too.
Hinge is the most like appealing. Like you see it and you're like, oh, that's a great idea.
Some of them just feel, at least from my outside perspective, mm-hmm. like dirty. It feels like skeezy and
yeah,
slimy.
Hinge doesn't feel
whatever.
Like that.
No, my best friend met her husband through Hinge.
Mm-hmm. We had two people on it was a newly married couple. They'd been married 2 months. She was 2 months pregnant. Tahir and Savannah, mm-hmm. Was her mm-hmm. name. Do you know them?
Yeah, they go to our church.
Nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. he was good. Oh, yeah. He was Byzantine. He actually did the most beautiful opening prayer in the world on this show. But they met on Hinge. And one thing he said, and one thing I want to get into, I hope we have time for a break. If not, we'll talk about it afterwards. Or one thing that she said, rather, was when she was scrolling through profiles, his said on Hinge, I guess there's like an interest section or something, mm-hmm. and it said Divine Liturgy. And she was like, and that was, she wasn't Catholic or anything. Mm-hmm. That was just all of a sudden like, oh, that's really interesting that he's going to say that out loud. Mm-hmm. So
is Hinge the one with the ad where it's like it gets like run over and like dirty and all that stuff, because like it's like the whole point is like the date happens and then it's like not needed anymore?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I like that purely because of that
relationship. Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. Hinge seems more intentional, because correct. All the other ones you can just kind of throw up pictures, and like this one you actually have to answer questions, and then it tells you like, oh, you've already answered too many of this type of question, you need to move on to mm-hmm. a different topic, and then
okay.
Like, so it kind of really rounds out who you are.
So it feels like you're actually using it to look for a real life relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. you can't just set it up real quickly. They ask you a bunch of questions and you have to put in a lot of information.
That's awesome. Just as like a natural filter too, from people who are looking mm-hmm. once again, just for a hookup. They're just looking for someone to have sex with. And I'm not going to sit down and spend an hour getting together my profile or something like that. I was born in the 80s.
More of Honest to God is coming up on AM 1160, The Quest.
Let's see. I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Paramount Plus, Spotify, and Apple Music.
Is that all?
Oh, and HBO Max.
There's nothing wrong with having streaming service subscriptions, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? Consider making the cost of one of those services to be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you.
And SiriusXM, too.
Please, prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest.
And now back to Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults on AM 1160, The Quest.
Today we are talking about dating apps, do's, don'ts, fish and gems and puppies. It is awesome. So I don't even remember where we last left off. I think we were still just sort of opened up to general advice, do's and don'ts on dating apps. And we were going pretty good with that one. So I'm super curious, and I want to make sure that we have enough time at the end to get to Nini's horriest horror story.
Ooh,
so I hope you're ready.
It's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to tell his first and last name and show his picture on here. We've already got him pulled up on.
Wait, do you have his Instagram handle?
That's a joke. We will not put
everybody. Yeah. Leave hate comments.
No, please do not. Yeah, that is terrible
stuff.
That is not true. We don't endorse that here at Honest to God. We endorse fish gems, but not that. All right. So let's keep going. We talked a little bit about the hierarchy. Hinge has gotten a lot of love, and don't let me misquote you guys, but I think Hinge as an app has gotten a lot of love because, like we've said lots of nice things about it, because it is it seems to be more holistic, and it seems to be an app that's more dedicated to who are you as a human being for the sake of relationship longevity, as opposed to let me find somebody to have sex with, right? And it's so difficult as Catholics, something we come back to a lot, to find people who are on the same page as us from a chastity standpoint, both physical and emotional. We are going to do an episode on emotional chastity soon. We were talking about that during the break. Other ones? Is there anything else? Like I said, I'm sure there's a hierarchy. Would everyone agree that Tinder is at the bottom of that hierarchy?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Cool. Well, let's work our way up from the bottom. going up, only slightly worse or slightly better than Tinder. What we got?
I like Bumble, but that's because I'm a very bold person. Okay. And so I'm not scared to make the first move. So Bumble is kind of similar to Hinge. I still think Hinge is better. But Bumble is where if you match with somebody, the girl has to make the first move.
She has to?
She has to.
I don't like that at all. That makes me uncomfortable.
I don't know. I think it's like...
Yeah.
It's
no, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
It's a confidence booster for the guy because apparently girls never make their first move. That's why I have a conversation with guys before. And they're like, oh, I like Bumble because they make their first move. I'm just like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm like, I do that all the time regardless anyway.
Producer Ben, if you had a Bumble app or the Bumble app, I would totally go in and make a fake girl profile. And I would make the first move so you had the confidence boost you needed.
You know, I used to have a Bumble account. Yeah. I have tried Bumble and I maybe got 3 or 4 matches throughout my time on Bumble. Never once did any of those girls message me.
How do you match and then they don't make the first move? I don't understand that.
I have no idea.
I'm interested in you. You're interested in me. And then nobody ever responds. Is that a common occurrence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm guilty of that.
Why?
Sometimes you accidentally swipe right. You don't mean to. Yeah. Sometimes you accidentally swipe.
Accidentally. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you don't respond, the match expires after 48 mm-hmm. hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm sorry I didn't know, Ben. I would have been on there making lots.
Thanks, John Henry.
But I wouldn't
appreciate
use fake
that.
Girl pictures because I feel like that's creepy. I would just put on makeup and a wig, a mop wig, literally just stuff laying around the house. And I would.
I feel like the only reason I would swipe on that is because I knew it was you. I feel like it'd be really funny.
I would write a really great bio.
I would play into the joke and pretend I didn't know it was you.
I feel this is an experiment, and I feel like we need to see how many matches you actually would get.
Yeah, I want
to
see this.
Y'all have no idea how down I am to do that. Next time we meet to shoot, if somebody will bring me a mop head and some lipstick, I will 100% just mop head and then lipstick, just once. I'm just going to do this. Mm-hmm. And we'll leave the beard, and you can make me a Bumble profile all day long.
I'm cool. So excited for this. I'm so excited.
I'm really 100% down if y'all do that. I'm fine with that. Cool. Okay, so Bumble. Oh, no, I want to talk philosophically briefly about why I have a problem with a girl making the first move on Bumble.
Why do you have
Here's
a problem?
Why. I've talked about this before, probably on the show. The reason why guys are the ones who are supposed to ask the girl out on a date, ask the girl to the dance, ask the girl to marry him, whatever it is, right, is not because women are being infantilized, not because you can't handle it, not because it's a bad thing for a girl to be assertive or something like that. But because the act of doing so, right, if I am asking Ben's female alter ego, what's her name?
Savannah.
Savannah. If I'm asking Savannah Ben sounds like a Tarzan, like a George of the Jungle version of you, where it's just you but with a leopard print caveman outfit on. All right, if I'm asking Savannah Ben out on a date. What I'm saying to Savannah Ben is, hey, this is really awkward and it's really uncomfortable. And I am putting myself out there with the total possibility of being smacked down, right? And it takes courage and bravery for me to do this thing, knowing that I could get shot down. And you, Savannah Ben, are worth me doing that. You are worth me taking the risk to do that. That's why I have an issue with it.
I will say, even though Bumble is where the girls swipe, right? Mm-hmm. And then they've matched, you message the girls match the guys first and everything. I will say for me, I literally sent a little gif of a dog on a skateboard and it says sliding into your DMs.
Nice.
And then
that's
guy,
classy. I like that. I do like that a lot, actually. Yeah.
And the guy, I still expect the guy to ask me on a date.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not the girl asking the guy on a date. It's the girl initiating conversation.
Okay. All right. Yes. I feel better about that.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think, obviously there are scenarios where, if the girl wants to make the first move, that's fine. But me personally, I don't think I would never want to be the one who has to make the first move. Not because I think it's necessarily the man's job or whatever. I think it can be positive on both sides. But like, I feel like for me as a, I'm a very assertive person, very confident and stuff like that. So like, it's nice to then feel like the guy's going out of his way to kind of take that step to be on that equal playing field with me, because I'm not going to lie, if they don't, then I'm going to pretty much be like, oh, I wear the pants in this relationship.
Right, right. So, exactly.
Plus, I don't know. It just shows like, it shows purpose.
Yeah, I want to go on the record right now, AM radio, hundreds of thousands of millions of listeners right now, yep. Honest to God, saying I absolutely think that it is the guy's job. But you don't have to agree with me. I'm just throwing that out there.
So my personal opinion is that guys will kind of swipe aimlessly and match with whoever, yes. and send out probably a generic message to the same
they've got
group
copy
of girls
and pasted,
everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I think girls are a little bit more intentional. Mm-hmm. So it's like when guys can match with like 10 girls, but girls will only like swipe on like 5 guys.
I hear that.
And so then it's, you're kind of more intentional with it and not just like, oh, hey, how are you? Like,
yeah. And maybe it's because maybe in a rightly ordered world, mm-hmm. things should be right as I'm saying they ought to be. I hear that if you've got a whole bunch of douche bros who are just copy and pasting a message to 30 girls every night. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And they won't be creative like the GIF. Like they'll just be like the same thing right. over and over, like the same just text. Like
Nini GIFs. Totally is copy and pasting that GIF to every single
I actually
single
don't.
One.
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I like that.
My funny. I use 3 different ones. I use the dog one. I use the one to where like the girl is like shooting into like the text message that says, I'm shooting my shot, and I use a polar bear once that's breaking the ice.
Oh, right.
Those are my top 3 that I use.
See, but that's creative. Like, guys just don't really get creative.
Yeah, but
it.
If douche bro, I'm sorry to call him douche bro, I just have this picture in my head of the guy, and he's got a flat-brimmed hat on, and he's vaping, and like a Honda Accord that his mom bought him. Mm-hmm. Right, that's the image I have in my head.
I dated that guy.
And did you really? Oh, gross.
I
dated one of
those
too. I
sold my Honda Accord earlier this year, too. So
oh, sorry. Sorry, Benny.
But I don't have it anymore.
Do you have a flat-brimmed hat, and did you vape while you
I do not. I have never vaped, and I don't like flat-brimmed hats.
What
did
you
like
say?
I'm kidding.
This is honest to God, so I appreciate the honesty.
No, we do appreciate the honesty here. That's awesome. We can go into the masculinity and femininity of it. I do hear why. I think that you have a different understanding of it, because once again, I've been out of there, but I still say in a rightly ordered world, it is the guy's job. All right, you're on there. You got your Bumble, your Hinge, your Fish gym membership.
The Coffee Meets Bagel is one, and you pay with beans is a real thing. Beans are currency there.
That's great. Yeah. I love that. You got whatever those things are, right? What are the big red flags to look out for when you're on there?
Ooh.
I mean, and you don't have to say, this isn't a rehash of what are you looking for in a guy that you want to marry, right? You don't need to say that, obviously, I'd prefer that he's Catholic. Obviously, I'd prefer that he actually cares about his faith. Not that. But you're going through, you're looking at this, just going through and checking out all these profiles. Big red flags.
I have one. Oh, my God. I just saw this the other day. And it was literally, this is so gross. Like, so cringy. The guy straight up said, okay, the question was, what makes a relationship great? Mm-hmm. And he's at communication and great sex. I'm like, ew, oh. Cringe. Oh, yeah. Absolutely not. Cringe. X.
I think it's because it's so crass and unnecessary. And I agree.
Because it's showing that, like, clearly you're not wanting, like, to date for marriage, or you're dating just to get, like, a hookup. And right. that's just, like, and it's so hard to date now. Like, with dating, we want to date to pursue a marriage. And now, like, the culture is dating for a hookup. And it's so hard because, like, you get a mixture of, like, want people who want to get married on dating apps versus people who do want the hookup, and you can kind of see it on like the profiles and everything too. It's very cringy,
and that can definitely turn, you know, scare a lot of people away, because that's the culture, is that they see, oh, you know, what are you looking for in a relationship? Oh, marriage or long-term relationship. I can see why people would look at that and go like, oh, they're too serious, like I don't,
yeah,
that's too much,
but
too much
good
like, right, absolutely.
I mean, I once again, I don't have any of this stuff, but were I to give advice for somebody, I would say totally put stuff in it that's going to make 90% of people on that app run for the hills and say, mm-hmm. nope, that's too intense.
Right.
Write divine liturgy in there, like Tahir was talking about the other day. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm really into pro-life ministry. Right. I'm an usher at my church. The things that are going to scare away all the douche bros and whatever the female equivalent is, because there is absolutely a female equivalent of that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, Benedict, red flags. We heard red flags. Red flag for guys. What about girls?
They got to put more than one photo on their profile.
Oh.
They got to have multiple photos. They got to actually answer the, you know, some of the questions.
Right.
And they got to have that from a guy's perspective. I've learned this. They got to have at least a few like solo shots of them. Because if it's all group shots, you know, usually you can kind of figure it out. But again, it's like, I want to, you know, I'm not going out with the whole group. I just want to see who I'm going out with just that one person. Mm-hmm.
That's not very inclusive of people in the conjoined twin community, Benedict.
Right? There's still one body.
If I were a conjoined twin, I would absolutely be king of the angles and surprise everyone on our dates when I showed up attached to my brother.
I agree with the photos. But only don't do just selfies.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Like you have someone else take the photo of you.
Yeah.
Right.
And then include group shots because I don't want to date someone that doesn't have any friends. And
yeah, you want to have a mix.
Yeah. I want to have fun groups to go out with.
Okay. Although I've never been on a dating app, I can tell you if I were to go on one and I saw any guy do a picture with a Snapchat filter on, I would not swipe on that.
Why?
Because, I don't know, that's just cringy and, kind of, childish, I feel like. Like, Snapchat, the reason you add people on Snapchat is, to just keep people updated with your life. And it's, silly. You're not going on there to potentially, find somebody you want to marry. But you do that on, a dating app. One, normally the filters kind of distort your face a little bit. So it's, changing that. And it's also, I don't know, I feel like it kind of shows, a little bit of immaturity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another thing I remember I seeing and just confused more than anything is girls would put their Snapchat handle in their
profile. Very common. Snapchat or Instagram handle. Yep. That. It's very common.
What don't you get about that? Maybe I don't understand the
I understand putting your Instagram handle if you want to get followers, mm-hmm. but putting your Snapchat, that seems like a very personal thing that you're just posting to whoever might see your profile.
That's a red flag right there.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think I would do that on a dating app, but I would also say, for me, my Snapchat is not, if somebody, is coming up and they want to, and they're like, oh, hey, can we keep in touch or something like that, mm-hmm. I never give out my number. And I normally don't give out my Instagram. It's Snapchat that I'm going to give
out.
Because it's, it's, first of all, it's, you add, and it's so, if you don't snap them, then it's nothing.
Right.
And then it's, it's only going to be what you put on your general story that they're gonna see, whereas Instagram, mm-hmm. It's a little bit more personal what I post. So Snapchat, I really see as just a whatever app.
And you can embed Instagram onto your Hinge profile, mm-hmm. and some of the others too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you gonna say, Casey?
I think the Snapchat is kind of a red flag because a lot of people, I don't know how younger people use it, but a lot of guys will send it out and just want to exchange pics, mm-hmm. or message you at 2 a.m. What are you doing? You should come over.
You up?
You up? Yeah. Question mark.
You up?
Not even Y-O-U. Just it's you.
The letter U.
Sometimes not even a question mark.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of older college and out of college kids will use it. And that's just a red flag. Or if you mess with someone, it's not in their profile. And then within two messages, they're do you have a Snapchat? I'm no, I don't actually.
Yeah.
And, moving on, unmatch.
Right. It just seems like there's such a massive amount of garbage you have to wade through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all of this, because it's not just I feel probably on a lot of these, it used to be 15 years ago or whatever, when you had an eHarmony or whatever, some of the long established ones were, it was all I have to do is weed through girls who might be attracted to me, but I'm not attracted to them, or guys who, I'm not attracted to or whatever. And now it's, I have to, there's all these degrees of why are you interested in this and what do you want from me? And are you one of those people who is just looking to use me in one way or another? And just so many, I don't know, it seems horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said I was going to sneak this in, so now's the time to bring it up. That's one thing that I think is such a big difference between 20 years ago and now. And even 20 years ago, I don't think people were that solid into the waiting for marriage thing.
No,
but
100% not.
It's even worse now, in my opinion. I pretty much anyone who in college, I assume that they have already had sex.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many guys who they'll express interest and I don't even really give them the time of day because it's I can already you can pretty much tell that's not somebody who's going to be willing to wait. And I would say that's one of the really hard things about being a young Catholic is that even a lot of Catholics these days are not willing to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's already hard enough for two Catholics who want to wait to wait.
Right.
So why would I put myself in a position with somebody who is already going to be are you sure, even if they did feel comfortable enough to be okay, well, I'll wait for you, you know.
We talked about that a couple months ago too, that I want to double down on that. You should not date somebody who just says they're willing to wait because it's your decision. Somebody who says I'm going to respect your decision, no, that's gross, and you'll absolutely make terrible decisions, because if they're just willing to wait, what that really means is I am waiting in the wings, and when you have a moment of weakness, I'm going to swoop in, right? As opposed to, you know, this is my commitment too. So when you are weak, I'm going to be strong, and vice versa. And we're going to do this together. That's, yeah, that's got to be a really tough, a tough situation to navigate for sure.
So Jenner, I want to get your opinion on this.
Do the interview in here, Ben.
It's just switching gears ever so slightly.
You're the captain now.
But the parent, this is like the business side of things. When it comes to like dating apps and the like, I guess, agendas behind them.
My dating app experience extends to AIM. That's right. AOL, Instant Messenger back in the day.
Right.
Great to pick up girls back then. You would write them paragraphs and soliloquies that you found online and then had to pop in another disk to keep your internet going.
Yeah. And don't forget, you got to have a great away message.
Yeah, always a great away message. Also, MySpace. I recommend MySpace.
It's
still out there.
It's a great
2001, place. MySpace.
Uh-huh.
Got to get that right music and then pick your favorite friends over there on the side.
Yeah. But the parent company of Tinder is called The Match Group. Mm-hmm. They also own Bumble and Hinge and Plenty of Fish and OkCupid. And I think 90% of dating apps are owned by one single company.
The Match Group.
The Match Group.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. That is so interesting.
Yeah. And so like it's that these are all businesses that are all of these services, no matter how small or large, have a paid version of them that give you kind of exclusive features. And obviously they all, like they've all been started separately.
Right.
Like before.
And they all push ads, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, exactly. They all push ads or like don't let you do certain things unless you pay for the subscription model. Like I think Bumble doesn't let you filter by religion unless you pay.
That's interesting. Sure.
Or you can actually like, if you accidentally swipe someone away, but you actually wanted to see their profile, you have to pay to get them back.
Oh yeah.
Huh. Things like that. So it's those things that kind of make me question the motives behind most dating apps. Like if they actually want me to get off the app, if I'm paying for them.
But, that's a really good point. I see what you're saying. I mean, I think if you are on a dating app, you're accepting the fact that this is a pay-to-play kind of service, right?
Right, yeah.
You're saying that, no, I'm in a position where I really do think this is the best way to meet people. And I'm not knocking them in general, y'all, especially if you live in a place where you are super concerned with finding somebody who has the same values and same morals that you do. And I really hope that that's a major concern that you have. Otherwise, you're going to wake up pretty miserable in 10, 15, 20 years. But I think we're sort of ascending to that and saying, okay, I understand. Unfortunately, this is the world we live in.
Right.
And this is how it works.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of arranged marriages. I think you get a high school diploma, then you get a marriage certificate.
90 Day Fiance?
I've never seen it. I assume that's a television show that's terrible. Is it?
I've actually never seen it either, but I know about it.
I heard about Married at First Sight.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, yeah. Love is Blind is a really popular one.
Yeah. No, hey,
Love is Blind, I'm actually, okay.
Are they actual blind people?
No.
I don't know. Y'all, shows are weird.
Love is Blind is one of, like, the ones that I actually can get a little bit more behind. I don't like how fast that they put the person into marriage, but it's basically the concept of that is they have people cycling through these like pods, and it's like they can't see the other person. Yeah. So you're just talking. So it's purely based off like your emotional connections. You pretty much air out all that dirty laundry really quickly, like whether or not someone's like Christian or not, like how many kids they want. Like those are all the questions you're going to ask because you can't see them. So you're not going to like hold anything back really.
Sure.
And then it's like basically you can decide at the end like, oh, if you're going to propose to this person. So although I don't like how fast they make them marry, I actually say that's one of the shows that I think is more like wholesome.
Wait, now here's the real question about whether or not I would ever watch that show, which I won't. But are all the people actually pretty good looking? Like on a 1 to 10 scale, are they all 7s to 10s? Or is there the occasional like 800-pound guy on there? Or like is there a vast distinction?
I'd say six to ten.
Yeah, six to ten.
The show would be interesting if occasionally they had like just I hate to, but with a British accent. Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like Jeremy Irons or something, or has some incredible voice. But then when you see them, you're like, oh, that guy's 97 years old. That I would watch that show.
Well, I think that would be a little unrealistic is the only thing. Yeah. So it kind of take away.
It's unrealistic to sit in pods and have conversations with people through a screen or something.
Well, there's actually a lot of people. Well, a lot of the people in there that are like, I actually follow like two of the couples, Cameron and Lauren and Barnett and Amber.
Yeah.
And they've been married for a long time. They're both Georgia
yeah.
Residents. And I actually think their relationships are very sweet.
Cool. We at Honest to God are not endorsing sitting in a pod and talking through a screen to somebody else to decide if you want to marry him. I do want to go back and double down on what I said a minute ago. I honestly believe that arranged marriages are a better way to have healthy relationships than the crap that
you want a matchmaker just picking two people who may or may not know each other and be like, okay, these
surprise.
Two.
I want the song Matchmaker from Mulan to be playing while a older large woman decides who is and isn't compatible. I don't think that's a good way to do it, but I think it's absolutely a better way to do it than this gross hookup culture garbage that we have now.
I think you should be allowed to choose people that you're arranged marriage to. So I sorry Zendaya, but I would like to be arranged marriage to Tom Holland.
Oh,
and I think that should be acceptable.
I think your parents should sit down with I'm all about I want to make marriage contracts with family alliances with people that we're close with and be like, all right, our kids are 10. When they turn 20, we're going to tell them you don't have to worry about dating or anything. Turn 20 instead of a surprise party. It's a surprise wedding and it's your wedding. And
this
it's happening
will be good
now.
For the family. No,
I say that tongue in cheek, but I honestly stand by the statement that it's superior to all this BS that we're trying to pretend like is normal now.
Yeah.
So
I believe you wanted some fun dating stories.
I absolutely want to hear. Do you have a good horror story, Benny?
So I can tell you one of my biggest issues has been for the girls I have gone on dates with. I'm the one asking all the questions. They don't ask me anything.
Right.
So here's an example. So you guys have any you have any siblings?
Yes. Was I supposed to?
Yes,
I have many siblings.
Cool.
Do you have any siblings?
Thank you. They don't do that.
I saw the cue.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I'll ask, these are some of the easy questions. I get it. I want to, know more about you, but I mean, could you at least ask me a little bit, an easy question? I'm giving you softball questions, just where are your parents from? What do you do?
One of the best.
And they don't ask me that.
One of the best pieces of advice that I've ever gotten from anybody, not just about romantic relationships, but just human relationships, is that people like to talk about themselves. And if you want somebody to like you and enjoy a conversation with you, you should ask them lots of questions. I struggle with that. I'm an only child. I love talking about me. I love me. I literally fist bump and high five myself in the mirror. I do this. I go, and I point at myself and I say, me. It's gross. It's gross.
I'm not doing that.
Sometimes it's a point, sometimes it's a thumbs up back to myself. Me. Yeah. And that's how I am myself up for stuff sometimes. But I learned that that's disordered and people hate it when you only talk about yourself. So it's really good to ask people questions.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was actually one of my horror stories.
Okay, no.
Yes.
Is that the worst though? Because we only have a few minutes left. I want to hear the worst
that's
from you.
That's literally the worst.
Please tell us all about it.
So I met
Give
him.
Give him a fake name just so we...
So I met Bob.
No, his name's not Bob.
John Henry?
No.
Juniper.
How about
Tim?
Zachary. Tim's going to be on an upcoming episode.
Oh, Zachary's too basic of a name.
But you just used the name of the dating app that you use.
I met him on Hinge.
Mr. Hinge.
he was nice, over the profile. He was really, cool to talk to. He was Catholic, so great, love this. Mm-hmm. We went to Antico's. He was not the guy that cried over pizza.
Okay.
But
don't go to Antico's.
Yeah,
Antico's at the Battery, guys. Do not do it. But we went to Antico's and everything, and then nonstop talked about himself. And then on his profile, he was have an application to be your boyfriend. I'm like, oh, that's so funny. That's a joke. He literally whipped out his on his notes. It was this application to be your boyfriend, listing out all the great qualities of him, and he would not stop talking about himself.
Okay, but would that have been kind of cute and kind of funny if he had been incredibly charming or not? Real question. I don't know.
No, because it was I love a good confident guy. Mm-hmm. He was way too confident.
Confidence is good. Arrogance is bad.
He was
right?
Very arrogant, right. And he showed us his persona. It was I'm the best, and you won't find anyone better than me. And he literally said to me one time, I stopped talking to him. He was you won't find someone better than me. I'm
oh my
God. Child.
Did we find out? We'll talk about this later.
Not, but it was,
what was the question, Casey?
Did we talk to the same guy? Because I had a guy that we went on one date and I decided, I'm not really into this and I would rather move on with my life. And he immediately was you're never going to find anyone better than me. He offered me my sugar daddy and fly me to Rome. And I was please don't.
But what a beautiful nail or What a beautiful exclamation point on you made the right decision.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to give him that, like, he's leaving. And it's like, hey, just so you know, I'm the worst guy ever.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, guys. Well, we are just about out of time, and we haven't done questions in a long time. So pick your favorite. It can't be a boring one. And we're going to go through these now. We're going to start with you, Benedict. What you got?
If you could be on the cover of any magazine, what would you choose? Initially, I thought Sports Illustrated because that means like I'm a professional athlete. But then I thought about it and it's like, you know.
But it's the swimsuit edition.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You know, I have been working out, ladies. Right. But, oh, no, sorry. No gym selfies. Sorry. Never mind. Never mind. Forgot
no
I said
gym
that.
Fish selfies.
You better grab a fish right now.
No, because I like old stuff, I'm going to do a AARP because that means I might be next to like Paul McCartney.
Dude. The fact that the magazine you picked to be on the cover is AARP totally redeems the fact that that's the question you picked. I love that. That was very good. Hannah Grace.
I don't know which one to choose. What is the grossest creature in the world? Have you guys seen, like, it's like the deep sea creature and it's like really like...
Blobfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are exactly,
what it was.
Yeah, I'm into gross looking animals. I think they're cool. Okay. Cool. All right, I like them. I like it. All right, Casey.
If you could compete in one Olympic sport, what would it be? I would take home every single gold medal in speed walking.
So I just read an article the other day about speed walking and how it was like a competitive thing back in the day.
And there are a lot of rules. And you have
your
to
knees
have at least,
couldn't go like to a certain angle.
And,
all
you have to have at least 1 foot on the ground at all times.
Yeah.
And my friend and I, when we walk together, it's like we're competing each other and we're talking. And all of a sudden we're like, why can't I breathe? I'm out of breath. But I think I would.
My wife should join you because every week on our way to Mass, she takes off with my two fastest children like a missile.
Yeah.
And I'm like dragging a toddler and a 6-year-old, like trying to keep up. She's incredible. I mean, I can totally like out sprint my wife. I could never outwalk my wife.
Outwalk is, that's different. All different muscles.
I like
start a group.
Nini, what you got?
What is your favorite movie ever? Ironically enough, it's Mulan.
Mulan? Is it Mulan? I love Mulan.
It's my favorite.
Let's
watched that
get
movie.
Down to business.
So what is every single word to that movie.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Mulan is one of my favorite Disney movies. And I'm an expert on Disney movies because I have small children. And we don't let them watch a lot of the new ones, which are garbage. But we let them watch all the old animated ones. It's awesome.
I'm a Disney adult. So I love Mulan.
What is your opinion on the new Mulan? The live
action? Absolutely not. The fact that they did not have Mushu in that movie.
I was literally about to bring that up.
It is so upsetting.
That whole movie would have been saved if Eddie Murphy in one of those inflatable T-Rex costumes just went around beside her the entire time.
There's also so many ethical issues behind that movie, too.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people
It was filmed in the province with all the Uyghur Muslims. Yeah.
Shout out to Michael. He's at Army stuff right now. But he was... convinced my parents that like we needed to delete Disney Plus like entirely because of how like he really didn't like how they'd filmed it and like it was really just not a classy thing for Disney to do.
I didn't like it either, like especially since like I grew up watching that movie, and so the fact that like I had to watch, I knew it was gonna be bad, but I watched it anyway, and my mom just like, absolutely not, never again am I watching it, you cannot make me, it was trash.
I want to do an episode where we just crap on modern renditions of classics and how they're destroying everything.
That could go for a while.
That'll be the next one for like what's on your mind.
I love that.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
All right. My question, it's a toss up between what is your favorite store and what you and your friends always laugh at. I'm going to answer the store one because I feel like I'd get in trouble if I talked about what me and my friends laugh at because we don't hold back. My favorite store is the Lego store.
The Lego store?
I love the Lego store.
I knew you were going to say
so
that.
So much. I can just walk in. I remember me and Haley walked in the Lego store and, you know, just felt like a kid in a candy shop. Like, I hadn't been in a Lego store in years. And I was like, I'm back in my childhood at this point. And I ended up buying a little keychain.
Which you still have.
Yeah, I have it on my...
Put it on camera.
If you guys can see it, Haley got me this little Lego hot dog man.
Stop.
And she has a little cactus on hers.
I like that a lot.
Yep. That's it's great.
I don't have that many good ones. If you owned a professional sports team, what would be your team name? In light of all the recent controversies, my team name would be the Atlanta White Guys. And just go with another. No, I mean, obviously, right. That limits our, the amount of sports we would be competing in. But because all of the Washington Redskins and the Atlanta Braves are getting attacked, no, I'm going to double down, and our mascot is just going to be like me giving a thumbs up.
Oh my.
Right. And it's going to be great. We're just going to hold on to that name forever. And yeah, we're going to fight the politically correct mob.
And is your mascot going to be Mushu?
No, that's both a dragon and played by Eddie Murphy. So he does not know. Our mascot is also just me. Just like I wear like a t-shirt and jeans
you and
I kind of like walk around.
It'd be like Kevin. A stock image.
Yeah. And we just like hang out on the sidelines and like drink a Miller Lite. That's it. That's it.
Love it.
This has been Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults on AM 1160, The Quest.